Thank you so much, Miller Man. There's a new study that really caught my eye. It looked at same-sex experimentation in college, specifically of the female-on-female variety. I'm just warning you, we may have an impromptu ladies' day breaking out here in the corner. Because I do invite anonymous P1 ladies of feminine gender and persuasion to call up and talk to us with their mouths that are attached to bodies that have vaginas. In other words, women, Craig, is who I'm talking about.
Gotcha.
All right, so the study, it was the National Survey on Family Growth that did this study, and it's very surprising because we've always heard about lugs, lesbians until graduation.
I never heard that term.
New York Magazine even famously wrote an article in 2003 called Bye for Now, in which talked about girls in college who screw around with other girls. And you think about it. Think about the images you see from spring breaks or college parties, and girls will buy out with one another at college.
Right.
They're not afraid of that.
Sure.
Of doing that. It seems, and in my own personal research, because I've polled a lot of women in my lifetime, and I find that 98% of girls are bi, and particularly they'll buy out in college.
Yep. I think that's accurate.
Yeah. Well, they found very different results.
Even a higher percentage?
No. Much lower. So this is what they found.
Really?
They found that 10% of women ages 22 to 44 with a bachelor's degree said that they had had a same-sex experience. That 10% is lower than the 15% with no high school diploma that said that they had had a same-sex experience.
So the more educated, the less likely to be bi-curious.
Which, that surprises me.
Yeah. How come when we do Ladies' Day, it's always 90% of those women have had a bi experience?
I don't know. It's something about our P1 females that are not afraid to have fun. And that's what this is. If you refuse to do gay stuff with other girls, you just don't like fun.
If you're a P1 female, that may imply that you are a sports fan, which is more of a male thing to be. So does that mean that the P1 female is more likely to be bi-curious because she has some male tendencies, some male leanings?
No, I don't think that. I just think that the P1 female is generally a more go-with-the-flow kind of girl. Well, not flow.
Mm.
But you know what I'm saying? She's just a
follow more, the crowd?
No, she's just more of a well-adjusted, fun-loving girl.
Easygoing.
Yeah, easygoing. And she's
up for anything.
She's not uptight about her grexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And she realizes that for females, sexuality is very fluid. And, you know, she'll screw around with a girl here, but she prefers guys. But she likes to have fun with girls, too. And it's all good.
Did this study only look at the college-age women?
Well, I mean, they looked at women, obviously, ages 22 to 44, but girls who had gone to college and also girls who had not gone to college. You know, they did a full sampling.
Because I would think the college years are the prime years to experiment.
Sure.
Because you're in a dorm with a bunch of girls. You drink. You have pillow fights. You shower together.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff's going to happen.
Borrow each other's clothes.
Mm-hmm. Soap each other up.
Yeah. Touch each other and say, hey, this is where it feels good on me.
See that line?
Yeah.
What line?
That pleases me.
That's the point. What line?
So we invite P1 females to call and chime in anonymously, whether you did this or not in college.
It has to be anonymously.
Yes. We insist upon that for your own protection. And we'll find that the P1 female, I bet you that more have done it than not. I would say over 50% of P1 females have experimented. And we're just talking, even a kiss, that counts.
And you
know
what?
That is more invasive than just a peck on the lips.
I'd like to know why.
Because it's hot and fun. Because women are just hot.
Certainly,
other women know that.
There are more cases of women experimenting with women than men experimenting with men.
Certainly glad you asked me that, Craig, because they also looked at guys in this study, and they found that, in general, 29% of females ages 15 to 24... Oh, wait a second. That's the wrong stat. I'm sorry. Twice as many women as men reported same-sex behavior. Twice as many women as men reported same-sex behavior.
Yeah. I guess that's about right. I thought it might have even been a greater disparity.
3% of the women said that they were attracted equally to men and women, compared with only 1% of men that said the same thing. Now, if you go to the least educated women, 5% of them said that they were attracted equally to men and women. 29% of the females and 27% of the males ages 15 to 24 had no sexual contact. And that's up from 22% for both sexes in a survey done in 2002. So you think that morals are loosening, right? And mm-hmm. more kids are doing stuff with their bathroom places.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually gone down. Or I would say it's gone up, the percentage of people who've had no sexual contact. That surprises me.
Yeah.
All right. I believe we have already our first female who's lining up.
Yes.
Backing into me right now to give me what I want,
and
which
if you'd
is
like,
the information.
If you'd like to get in line behind her, 214-787-1310, women only. How about Mandy?
Hi, Mandy.
Hi.
How old are you, Mandy?
I am 31.
31. Did you go to college?
Yes. In fact, I'm still a grad student.
Ooh, okay. Mm. There is a 100% chance that you have done something with a girl.
Yes.
Wow. We are one for one.
Thank you, sweet heaven. And how old were you when you first did something with a girl?
I think 20.
So it was during your college time, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what did you do that first time?
Just the typical party kissing thing.
Any boob stuff?
That's...
Eventually.
Hmm.
I was going to tell you the why.
Wait, hold on. We're getting to that.
Okay.
Let's get to more of the what first. Did you eventually do all things?
No.
Glorious?
No, not all things glorious.
Why not?
I got married and had a baby.
Oh.
So you weren't opposed to doing all things glorious?
Correct.
And do you still have... Like, do you still mix that into the fantasy rotation every once in a while?
Certainly.
Hmm. Does your husband know that?
Yes, he is all for it.
Do you make him dress up as a woman?
No, see, Craig's confused. So how often do you mix that fantasy in?
It's in good rotation. Probably weekly.
Weekly. And do you consume online graphic imagery?
From time to time.
Wow.
And what kind of themes does this graphic imagery contain?
There are themes, lots of themes.
What are your favorite themes? What are your top three themes that do the most for you?
Goodness.
What?
I said, oh my goodness. I don't know.
Come on, what's your top theme?
There are girl themes. Since that's what we're talking about today.
Is that in the top three?
Yes.
What are the other two?
Oh, gosh. I don't want to talk about the other two.
Why?
Don't worry, you're anonymous, Mandy.
That's not what we're talking about.
And hey,
today.
There's no... You know, sexuality's an interesting thing. There can be themes there that you don't have to be ashamed of or concerned about.
I know.
So what are the other two?
There are outside themes, and there are sport themes. But I was going to talk about
hold
the
it, hold it, hold
the girl
outside sport. Themes being like in public places, you could get caught, that sort of thing?
Right, right.
And then what are sport themes?
Well, like sport athlete themes.
Like being with a basketball team?
Or no, like a basketball player.
Oh, of actual players. Hmm. Like what player does it for you?
Shaq?
Certainly, yes.
Yes?
Yes.
You, do you have black man fantasies?
You could say that. But I was going to talk about the why part.
Multiple black man fantasies?
No, no, not multiple any fantasies.
Huh. So not a front line, just the center.
Right.
Okay, so get to the why. Tell us about the why.
Okay, so I
by the way, how many girls did you do this with?
I would say less than 10.
Oh.
Wow, you're beating me.
Why?
Oh, my God.
Well, we got a live one here, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Okay, why?
Well, I think that you would agree that the female form is much more attractive to look at, and it's soft and curvy and pretty.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty. Like, mm-hmm. if you're going to look at a picture of a body, you would much prefer a female body.
You
bet. I think that's pretty. I think most people would agree with that. And so I think that's why. Like, you have a biological drive to procreate with someone of the opposite sex than you. But if you didn't have that, I think that you would probably prefer soft skin and people that smell good.
Keep talking.
So,
talk more and shut those kids up in the background. It's a chubby killer. How many kids have you had?
Just one.
Ugh.
Hey.
What?
So if given the opportunity again with a woman, would you?
Yeah, I think so.
But you haven't since you've been married?
Correct.
Only when your husband dresses up as one.
Quit with the cross-dressing man.
She
Why
said
do you keep
that's
introducing
what they do.
That into this?
No, I did not. Remember the curvy, soft thing?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's very beast. It does not work out that way.
So when was the last time you used a all-female fantasy in your life?
This morning.
Oh, my God. Oh. You are the caller of the week.
And do you think of specific females, or is it...
It depends.
It's what?
It depends sometimes, yeah.
Shaq's wife?
Like, specific females, are they women that you know?
Sometimes, mm-hmm.
So hot. And are... And are you using RFPDs at the same time, or?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, not
nobody
a lot of
does.
People do.
So it was this morning, huh?
Yes.
So wonderful.
You know, Gordo, we only had time for one caller, but
Thank
what
you.
A caller. Mandy, you have been wonderful.
Thank you. You've made me feel alive again. Let me urinate on your face.
Hey,
no. Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry, Mandy. Thank you for your call.
All right. That's Gordo's Corner, an impromptu ladies' day. Thank you, Gordo. It's 9:30.